This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
14th day of December, 2015. And here's a key report on the takeover of transportation.
During the Christmas holiday, back in 1913, Congress enacted a communistic centralization of your money, transferred to the control of an elite few. Communistic, you say? Well, the second plank of the Communist Manifesto states a heavy progressive or graduated income tax. The fifth plank states centralization of credit in the hands of the state by means of a national bank with state capital and an exclusive monopoly. Those planks have been long established in the United States. So it stands to reason that we are living in a somewhat communist country. Of course, all of the planks, if researched, apply to the current state of government in the U.S. in one way, shape, or form. For instance, plank number 6, centralization of the means of communication and transportation in the hands of the state. Of course, the FCC is all over the control of communications, not to mention the NSA and your friendly neighborhood fusion center, and a lot of socialist-controlled examples, such as the Postal Service and the government's control of Amtrak and Conrail, represents the government's hand being placed in the free enterprise cookie jar for the world to see. But that's only the beginning of where government-controlled transportation is heading. The Huffington Post reports, there's growing confusion about how would-be flyers from Louisiana, Minnesota, New Hampshire, and New York will board planes when provisions of the Real ID Act go into effect, because their state ID and driver's license processes fail to meet federal standards. Passengers from those four states would likely need a passport, or in the case of non-citizens, immigration documents for air travel within the United States. The rules raise several concerns. There's the expense of acquiring a passport or other approved document. Then there's the potential for disorder, as agitated passengers learn too late they can't get through security. The Department of Homeland Security's website reveals that starting on October 10th, visitors seeking access to military bases and almost all federal facilities using their state-issued driver's licenses or ID cards must present proper identification issued by Real ID compliant states. DHS continues, to be clear, this update does not affect identification shown at the airports in the United States. Until announced otherwise, the TSA will continue to accept valid driver's license and ID cards issued by all states. DHS plans to announce the schedule for any changes to air travel requirements by the end of the year, and will ensure that state governments and the traveling public are notified at least 120 days into advance of implementation in the very near and real future, a real-life controlled matrix where transportation is no longer an individual right. CNN reports, Ford says the newest edition of its X-Max car has a new technology that scans traffic signs and adjusts the throttle to help drivers stay within legal speed limits and avoid fines. But the automated cars won't be obeying the speed limits. BBC reports, Google's self-driving cars are programmed to exceed speed limits by up to 10 miles per hour, according to the project's lead software engineer. Dmitry Dolgov told Reuters that when surrounding vehicles were breaking the speed limit, going more slowly could actually present a danger, and the Google car would accelerate to keep up. Of course, Google just wants you pesky humans to know that all 16 and counting reported self-driving car accidents weren't their fault. It was the fault of those meddling humans that reek of racial guilt and outdated individual freedom. The Daily Mail reports, Google's self-driving car has been involved in several accidents since it was launched, all caused by humans, its testers claim. Driving a big, beautiful speed demon anywhere you want without Big Brother sitting in the passenger seat is simply one of those fading American rights that should awaken even the most jaded American mind. Freedom to move when, how, and where you want to in the United States is priceless until the socialistic, communistic, corporatocratic New World Order buys up that freedom and hands it over to their next installed puppet dictator with a big red bow on it. I suppose jolly old Nick Mick better get his self-driving sleigh upgraded so the NSA can check their list to make sure if he's been naughty or nice. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have been fighting this war tirelessly with you at our side, day in and day out, exposing the ludicrous lies and criminal operations of the globalists, and we're starting to see big effects. And the word is getting out. The globalists want to make us dependent. And as Napoleon famously said, an army marches on its stomach. Ammunition, food, and supplies form the backbone of any offensive, including the info war. And our enemies admit they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
With this in mind, we have held strong to our principles and the decision to refuse any money from globalists or government. We are funding our crusade against tyranny the old-fashioned way, with pure free market, free will capitalism. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139 and take advantage of free shipping right through December 18th and get your order before Christmas. May God bless you and your family and keep us strong as we forge ahead in this battle for humanity.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club. And you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But I'll tell you what they don't want.
They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We never got George Carlin on the broadcast, but we did have one of our reporters interview him, and he did not believe the official story of 9/11. We were actually trying to get him on, and his publicist said, no, not right now, maybe next year. And then a week later, he was dead of a heart attack. So we could see why he couldn't come on the show. He was having on and off again congestive heart failure, but what an incredible brain. Tell you somebody else that I was told was a listener. I was told by the same person that Bruce Willis was a big listener, and Bruce Willis had never come out and said anything about the New World Order. But Rick Linklater, when he made a movie with him, said that, no, Bruce Willis listens to your show, knows about your films. He saw a poster of you in the office and said, oh, yeah, Alex Jones. And I've never really even reached out to Bruce Willis. I think we should just, like, we never reached out to Trump, and then they ended up kind of reaching out to us. We need to go ahead and just reach out to Bruce Willis. And, again, it's because celebrity being against tyranny is how we're going to win this fight. I mean, it's one of the biggest areas of propaganda where they use all these celebrities for their anti-gun, their open borders, their globalism, their anti-family agenda, when most of the people that I've run into in Hollywood are libertarians or they're paleo-conservative types. And then Willis did give an interview to Vanity Fair about the New World Order, government killing Kennedy, both parties controlled by globalists. I've never even tried to get Bruce Willis on. And again, it's not bragging, oh, we have all these celebrities that listen to the show. It's that most of them I run into end up being listeners. And that was Rick Linklater that told me about Bruce Willis, and it was the same group of folks that said, oh, yeah, and you know, Kurt Russell, when he comes to town, he's a big anti-New World Order guy and likes your show. Now, I love Kurt Russell. I mean, I love every Escape from New York, The Thing. I mean, this is one of the best actors out there. And, again, got a call a few weeks ago, just now reaching out, missed his call, but the dude. Called up and is a listener. Again, there's just so many people that are ready to talk. I mean, sure, a Billy Corgan will come on because he has a lot of courage. Or a Dave Mustaine and get demonized and attacked. Or a lot of the other, Viggo Mortensen's come on, ended up reaching out to us as a listener. I mean, it's a wide spectrum of people. Most of them I can't say their names because they don't want me to say their names. People even bigger than Kurt Russell or Jeff Bridges that I've met with, that I've visited with, that I've talked to over the years, and they are fully awake, listening almost every day. And they won't speak out, they won't get involved. See, Matt Drudge doesn't just speak out and get involved. He came here for solidarity. Took a lot of courage. The biggest guy in media. Biggest guy on the internet. And so, starting the show off today, I'm not bragging about Alex Jones. I want you to know how incredibly popular freedom is, and then InfoWars is just one focal point of that, as Ron Paul pointed out. He said, listen, I'm not that special. I'm just a focal point of the liberty movement. All of us together is what's special. Kurt Russell, I'm going to play this again. They played it on Friday and Sunday. Kurt Russell pushes back against anti-gun Hollywood, and that was the Tea Partyist interviewing. And again, I had heard that Kurt Russell was anti-globalist, pro-gun, and a listener. I had not confirmed that, but I mean, who I heard it from absolutely it wouldn't make it up. And I just love it, the solidarity of this. I mean, what an awesome actor. What a great guy. I mean, Snake Plissken, the ultimate character. I could watch that movie 50 times. Lee Van Cleef, all of it. Oh, my gosh, John Carpenter in his heyday was the best. Let's go ahead and go to this clip of Kurt Russell as stuff gets really bad, as the knives come out against the Second Amendment. More and more patriots begin to stand up, and I want to encourage them all, do more. Take action. Speak out. Here it is.
So Obama's point was that the guys who are on the no-fly list, no-fly list because of terrorist connections, can get a gun pretty easily.
They can also make a bomb pretty easily.
Yeah.
So they can also get knives and stab you. What are you going to do about that? They can get cars and run you over with them. What are you going to do about that? What are you going to do about that?
They didn't kill the people in San Bernardino.
Oh, but they've killed others that way. Haven't they? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So what are you going to do? Outlaw everything? That isn't the answer.
Just put some control.
Just, Put some controls. What? So the people who want to defend themselves can't?
No, not so you can't. Just so the idiots can't get a hold of them. That's
Do you really believe they're not going to? Are you serious about that? Are you seriously? What good will that? Oh my God! You and I just disagree.
Okay.
You and I just disagree. I understand that you think that you can control the behavior of people that are dead set on taking your way of life away from you. I think you think you can control that.
No.
And there's only one thing you can do with that, and that's say, no, dude, that's not going to happen. That's just not
going to happen.
Good talking with you.
Good luck with you.
Beautifully said. It's only one thing you said to terrorists. I don't care what you do, you're not taking our way of life. We're not scared of you. I mean, the terrorists blew up a major city and killed 1 million people with an A-bomb. Would we capitulate and get rid of our Bill of Rights and Constitution, Declaration of Independence that makes this America? That the powerful corporate forces have been trying to dismantle forever? That's running up the white flag. And running up the white flag won't protect us. You don't get security from giving up liberty. So I do want to go on an initiative to get Kurt Russell on and to get Bruce Willis on and to get Jeff Bridges on. Because these are people I know are listeners. And Bridges tried to call me. But he did it over someone else's phone, and then I just haven't gotten around to actually trying to call him yet. Because I don't want to bug these people, because I'm not even really into the celebrity stuff. I admire them. I love their acting skills. But at the end of the day, it just feels weird even trying to chase them around and get them on. But the solidarity of it, people really love. I mean, it wasn't that Donald Trump came on my show. He does lots of shows. It's that he came on and said, I'm not going to let you down. You have a great reputation as a patriot fighting tyranny. And, you know, come up to New York and let's have dinner. You said that off air. But the point is, he knows that that's going to make them attack him. He knew all that was coming. And he knows how discredited they are. He wants it to blow up in their face. That's why they promoted the interview, attacking it. 2,600 plus articles on Google in one day, and it all ended. All ended on a dime because they were like, whoa, drop that. They're finally getting it. Like whenever Rand Paul had won the Senate and Politico called me up and wanted to do an interview. And I said, I don't usually do interviews, but I said, I'm just going to give you about a 1 minute interview and you promise you're going to quote this. And they said, yes. And they did. Part of it, not the whole thing. And I said, the only way you can defeat Rand Paul is to endorse him. You're out of bullets. No one believes you anymore. You're a joke. You're a fraud. And they didn't quote the whole thing, but they quoted part of it. But they just can't help it. They still think they can attack with lies and twisted garbage, like the Washington Post just wrote this weekend about me saying, I believe the moon landings didn't happen, and there's no tape of me saying that. They just know that's a common conspiracy theory that people disdain, so they just throw it at me. I mean, it's ridiculous. But that's why they're so discredited. So just keep lying about me all day. I also believe fluoride in the water is bad. Well, I mean, Harvard has come out, that's true, and said take it out of the water. It causes 10-point IQ reductions in just a few years, 7-fold increase in bone cancer in men and boys, pancreatic cancer, testicular cancer, ovarian cancer, bladder cancer, kidney cancer, blood cancer, on and on and on. It's not funny. It's not a joke. They also say, oh, and he's a vaccine denialist. I'm a vaccine denialist. I mean, my gosh, the inserts of every major vaccine say they can kill you. So it's very, very frustrating to sit here and have the mixed reality of what I've said and what I back up with just made-up crud. Made-up bologna sandwiches they just hand out to everybody full of political cyanide. But it feels so good to see people with courage like Kurt Russell and others start to come out about the New World Order. And I know full well people like Bruce Willis want to as well. And they get, I mean, you ought to see the demonization, the attacks, things Dave Mustaine's gone on through for coming on the show, other people. But at a certain point, you just got to take it and realize it's a badge of courage. And then if we get all the libertarians and conservatives and patriots and just pro-Americana type people who aren't globalists, classical liberals, on the show or other shows. I don't care where they do it. Just show that solidarity of how awake people are and how exciting this is. And that they get it and know what's happening and know what's going on. You know, Kurt Vonnegut was a big listener. And he did send me a painting he did for me. And he said, no, I'm done doing speeches. I'm done. I'm done with everything. And he was very cogent that he was dead a month later. So I never got Kurt Vonnegut on either. But it just shows how many great minds are awake to what's happening. We're going to give you the latest when we come back. How they let the terrorists into the country. More attacks in Europe by ISIS.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
He's bound down, loaded up and trucking.
He's bound down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can be done?
We got a long way to go.
We got a long way to go, and a short time to get there.
Yeah, I mentioned this Kurt Vonnegut. he sent me of an open bird cage. The bird's gone, symbol of freedom. That kind of goes back to the French Revolution. And you can see the hand-drawn face of Kurt Vonnegut right there for Alex, and then his signature down there. And he sent me one of the little knickknacks I've got at home. This has been in my office for a long time. And again, just to show how many people are awake to the New World Order, what the globalists are up to and what they're doing. And I got reached out to by Kurt Vonnegut's art partner. Fell out of Tennessee about it, and then that's how I talked to Vonnegut down the road. And then it was a couple months after I talked to him that I guess he fell and then hit his head and then died. But really interesting. And again, it's just about the amazing solidarity, how many patriots are out there of every stripe. I mean, Kurt Vonnegut would call himself a classical liberal. In fact, that's what he called himself, one of the greatest satirists ever. And now he's gone, but what he has produced, what he has stood for, basically goes on forever unless we extinct the species. And I kind of got on that jag playing the clip earlier with George Carlin and just thinking about how smart he was, how informed he was, how awake he was. And what a bummer it is that he's gone as well. Now, the long segment's coming up, and I'm going to get serious now. GOP establishment worries about Cruz-Trump showdown in the debate coming up that we'll be covering live here on InfoWars Nightly News. How Donald Trump took the Republican Party by storm. We've also got that report. Now he's still in the lead except in one state and gaining in that lead. And I know why Ted Cruz is gaining in one state and a few others. Is because Ted Cruz is really smart. But Ted Cruz says is really on target. He's extremely presidential. And InfoWars has interviewed him before. And he said he's out of Texas. He's a Texas senator. But I've talked to some pretty high-powered people, multiple folks, big donors, you name it, billionaire types. I'm going to leave it at that. And they say that Cruz, in person, when you spend about 2 days with him, I'm just going to leave it at that, is interesting. They just say that they would support Rand Paul or Donald Trump, two different people, and they've spent time with both of them. And I'm not here spreading rumors about Cruz because he's a little bit ahead of Trump in one state. I've said it before. I really like him. I admire him. He's amazing. Anybody that can talk for 26 hours without going to the bathroom fluently is incredible. I mean, he's got one of the longest filibusters ever. So I have no doubt he would be serious to contend with by any other foreign leader like Putin. But his wife was a managing partner in Goldman Sachs. They are members of the Council on Foreign Relations. They got out of it. He said they're vipers. Hey, I get that. If somebody gets into that, learns about it, gets out of it, speaks out against it, and they do good stuff, then hey, great. We got to have the attitude that if somebody's been on the other team and they come over to our side, that we don't just immediately attack them and don't trust them. But, like Reagan said, trust but verify, I hope Cruz is for real. You know, his dad's from a communist country. We've done research on him. Joel Scalzo's done research on him. Going back to the time he was 14, giving anti-communist speeches, like my dad did. I mean, I think he's for real. It's just that when it comes to militarism, and he wants to take down Syria. Well, that's not right. The West started that fight. Our own Pentagon's come out again in a huge report and said, the government is lying about who we're backing. This is wrong in Syria. And Cruz has been presented with all that. Rand Paul's at the right position. Donald Trump has the right position. If you want to talk the problems with Cruz, maybe we should open the phones about Ted Cruz. Because he's like Obama. He pretty much comes from nowhere. He was in state government, boom, U.S. senator. On the Tea Party wave that Ron Paul and you and I, the listeners, started. All of us collectively. And I hope he's surfing this wave to victory. He's already done it in the Senate, and that he's for real. It just means that he needs to know where he came from, and he needs to know that we are not going to put up with any flip-flopping. And we've not really seen flip-flopping out of it. The toll-free number on Cruz is 800-259-9231. First-time callers, 800-259-9231. Now, That's in about 10 minutes after we come back from break. I'm going to really focus and get into the huge ISIS news, the huge Syria news, the huge Malik reportedly passed background checks, her and her husband. Talk about a psycho lady. Just wait till you see these photos. And huge saber rattling between Russia and Turkey and more sailors.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
That was a great... late, great Bill Hicks bringing us in to this segment. DrudgeReport.com, if you're a TV viewer, radio listeners, I'll narrate for you. Look at these headlines. Billionaire blitz to conquer the universe. Manic Elon Musk. Let's get to Mars before the Earth blows. Look at this headline. Make good robots to fight evil robots. Rapid, unexpected advances could kill off humankind, say top scientists. How long have you been hearing that here? Just common sense info. They call conspiracy theory. So that's coming up today. Let me just start here. For radio listeners, I'll narrate, but for TV viewers at InfoWars.com/show, we have a free feed going. You can see this. Tashfeen Malik reportedly passed background checks. And if you look at every photo of her, She looks completely psychopathic, completely murderous, completely mentally ill, completely chip on the shoulder, arrogant. Because folks from super suppressed countries like Saudi Arabia, where she couldn't even walk around with her face out normally, if she was caught outside her house or driving, she'd be imprisoned or executed. She can't, under Stockholm Syndrome, admit to herself that was wrong. So she shows up in California in the middle of porn land with a lot of decadence and things that are obviously bad in anti-human in many respects, another extreme, and they can't handle it. And they can't handle a Christian or a Jew, you know, talking about their religion in front of them. And you look at her, it's the chip on the shoulder, the social engineering, how they merge Islam and all its oppression with the left and class warfare. And the social envy of the women in the dresses and the sexy outfits and the cool cars and the money. And a normal liberal flips out if they can't have all that and just hates everybody. But you mix that. That's why radical socialists and social envy types merge with radical Islam, because it's a hate prosperity movement who want to cut off their noses to spite their face and don't want to take the good that's in the West. They want to just project the bad onto all of it. And remember, it's the very sick Hollywood groups that are pushing the sexualization of children, that are pushing the degradation of children, that are pushing the degradation of men as role models, who then push the leftist view, don't criticize Islam, don't criticize radical Islam, cover it up, call anybody a bigot who doesn't support it. And it is a form of sickening, decadent mental illness, leftist cuckolding, that they're engaged in, the Sumner Redstones, the Michael Moores, that are into all this and who want to disarm the American people while they themselves have bodyguards. It's an act of climbing onto the dining table at a huge ball with a big bowl of punch, pulling their drawers down, leaning over the edge of it like it's a toilet and doing you know what. And that's who these people spiritually are. They're freaks. They're out of control. And it's an act of domination. They can bring in hundreds of thousands and millions in Europe of people who are absolutely incompatible. You know they're now violating orders all over Europe because the EU's ordered them not to do this. They said don't search their cell phones, don't search them. It violates their rights when they're illegals coming in, marching in by the thousands every day, literally, robbing, stealing, killing. And the police are just doing it. They're grabbing the cell phones. They're uploading it for the public to see. And it is them chopping people's heads off, raping women, murdering, burning churches. This is their trophies. Like the average Western man wants to go hunt elk and put a trophy on the wall and talk about the story, or you know, have a 12-pound bass on the wall, maybe a 14-foot hammerhead on the wall like my daddy used to have. So my mother got sick of it on the wall. Well, now, no, you got a Christian, you got a Catholic priest, an Orthodox priest, that's like having a bull elephant on your wall. There's a new headline. Secret U.S. policy blocks agents from looking at social media via applicants' formal official says. Yeah, that's ABC News. I got a stack of this today. There's a stack of this every day. But in Europe, they can't look at their cell phones. But they're doing it. I have an article today, and it goes through the videos. It's not just head-chopping videos. It's them chopping heads off in first person. These are precious little goodies. What do you think happens when they've got upwards of 300,000 men that have invaded and taken over the areas after the ISIS and al-Nusra troops go through? They come in with their families and move into the houses and pose by the swimming pools and, you know, pose by the dead dad in the back. And then, hell, just go ahead and rape the daughters and sell them into sex slavery because, well, they're not the proper type of Muslims. They're not Sunnis. They're Shiites. So they deserve, as sewage water is what is quoted in Arabic, sewage water. But like the U.S. professor says, Christians and Jews are sewage water. You can rob them. You can kill them. It doesn't matter. Thank you for the taxpayer money. And it's the classic arrogance of a white supremacist or a black supremacist or a Mexican supremacist or whoever. This is a, you know, we are the supreme, you're all dirt. We can do what we want to do to you. So this is how this is all being operated. What do you think happens when you got them there? The Russians start kicking them out. The Syrians start kicking them out. of the towns they've stolen, where do they go? They go into Turkey, open arms, and then they go into Europe. And so 80%+ are military-age men. Their passports are fake, almost 80%. And they're just there, and they even on their photos and in their Facebooks pose with them from jihad battle and advertise to women, hey, I'm tough. Look, I'm in Germany now looking for a date. I just fought for 2 years in Syria. I am bad. I'm awesome. And the police are ordered, let them in. This is how they're getting their ISIS fighters back in. Because a lot of them were Western and were allowed to recruit to be sent in by the West. The Pentagon is officially now on record. Not just General Clark, not just all these other generals. Now I've got a report today where the Pentagon is being very public about this. Oh, look, there's the Wall Street Journal. Turkey struggles to halt Islamic State jihadist highway of them going back and forth at the government checkpoint into Syria and back out into Turkey. I mean, give me a break. Oh, we can't stop the hundreds of oil tankers a day coming through back and forth. Oh, we can't stop the armored vehicles that they have them at Turkish bases loading with weapons and giving them training. All on record. And then our media just acts dumb. Oh, gee. This is why the Pentagon is so upset. So look at this woman. Chip on the shoulder, angry, should never be here unless she went through cult deprogramming for years. I mean, whacked out of her brain. The equivalent of spending a decade or her whole life really in a Jim Jones cult. And she's going to show you. Notice how it was mainly the women were really young, sexy girls at the office. Where are the Christians? Where are the Jews? Where are the hot girls? She's going to show you who's dominant. She never got to curl her hair, never got to wear makeup, never got to wear high heels, never got to around. She gets to AK-47 or 223, pow, pow, pow. She gets to show you how to get her jihad on. I mean, she comes to America, sees South Park, Cayenne up there going, gay fish, gay fish. You think she can handle that? Fishbowl, fishbowl. You think she can handle all that humor? It's like a hallucination to her just a year out of Saudi Arabia. Back over there at jihad camps, running around in the desert. And then gets over here. And then the weirdos in Hollywood are like, bring more. Shut up, racist. Shut up, Donald Trump. More. We want more. Because out of all the jihads that are going to happen, they're going to take all our guns, all our freedoms, and get rid of all our free speech. Of the Muslims, Christians, atheists, whoever you are, we're going to lose everything. That's the clash of civilizations. And out of the clash of civilizations that Albert Pike envisioned, that Dick Cheney wrote about in 2000, they will bring us total suppression of individual liberty and freedom. Is that really what the left wants? Well, you watch CNN or MSNBC, they get up there and say, absolutely. Melissa Harris Perry is back. Let's play a clip of that. She doesn't like Darth Vader because he's black. And he had white till he becomes good. Well, that's because the Skywalkers are white. And it's because black projects power and is ominous and is strong. And historically, I mean, I got a black car not because I'm like, I don't like black people. I got a black car because it looks good. Darth Vader wouldn't look good if he was pink, would he? Or if he was gray. He looks good because he's black. And he's got a black man's voice because it sounds good. I mean, this is just ridiculous. But this is how everything's racist. You know, if you say that Paul Ryan's a hard worker, that's putting down black slaves. She attaches racism to every symbol, every word where she controls it. She is the ultimate control freak. We should reject this cult leader. Here she is. See, Darth Vader's racist now, folks. Here it is.
I know why I have feelings, good, bad, and otherwise, about Star Wars, and I have a lot. I spent a whole day talking about the whole Darth Vader situation.
Really?
Oh.
You could?
Yeah, like, the part where he was totally a black guy, whose name basically was James Earl Jones, who,
right.
And, we were all, and but while he was black, he was terrible and bad and awful, and used to cut off white men's hands, and didn't, you know, actually claim his son, but as soon as he claims his son and goes over to the good, he takes off his mask and he is white. Oh, yes, I have many. Many feelings about that, but I will try to put them over here.
I mean, this is insane. No, he talks like that because he's talking through a respirator. That's what it's supposed to sound like. It's computerized. The plans you refer to will soon be back in our hands. Don't act so surprised, Your Highness. You aren't on a mercy mission this time. I want to know what happened to the plans they sent you. Would it be okay if I did the voice, sweetie cake? So would me, black guy? It's a white guy does that NFL before he died, I guess, voice of God. You know, I was thinking about doing a voiceover professionally because I have had some offers to actually do NFL-style voiceovers. Because they can't, most of those guys have died now. They can't really find anybody that can do those voices. And I can kind of perfect them. Maybe I should do some right now for you. It was a white guy who did the voiceover for heavy metal. He also did a lot of other commercials. Maybe you heard this one. When you speak well, you command respect. You move ahead faster. Try verbal advantage now. Or he did this voice, I forget his name. It's, my evil extends across all time, all galaxies, all dimensions, a green jewel. Look into me one more time. Kind of fun, isn't it? I did do some national voiceovers. My goodness. You know, I could make more money doing national voiceovers right now than this whole place makes a year. Did you know that? I am just so blessed to have those talents, and then I don't even use them. Hey, I don't even use a big, powerful voice here on air. Like most talk shows have a fake voice they use the entire broadcast, and they get right up on the mic the whole time and just go, I'm glad everybody's here. All right, let's go ahead now and talk to Ethan or Mike or James or Anthony or other people. And how you doing, ladies out there? I'm going to play this song for you right now. And then anybody wants to send me any tweets or anything or wants to meet me a little bit later tonight, I'm going to be off by 8 o'clock, all right? I'm joking. Let me get serious here. I'm procrastinating. Let me get back into the serious news just briefly, then I'll go to your phone calls. So, Tashfeen Malik, look, she's wearing black headdress. That's because she's racist, too. Reportedly passed background checks. Syrians, let's go over here. Syrians arrested in Swiss terror plot were transporting toxic gas for Geneva attack. Well, what's wrong with that? I mean, it's their culture. Mask raider citing ISIS stabs teacher in the Paris in the throat, critical condition. I love this image. Hundreds of refugees, actually thousands, caught with images of ISIS flags, severed heads on their iPhones and other devices. Well, but they have the police leading them into Europe. I mean, what's wrong with that? I mean, it can't be all bad. We have a new video. Muslim refugees left behind on the Autobahn, giant piles of trash. We're going to cover that next hour. This is one of those top princes over in Saudi Arabia, the one that owns part of Fox News. Trump schools, pompous Saudi prince, has your country taken any of the Syrian refugees? Friday, Prince Alawid bin Talawad Salim Bagugulbab, Alawid bin Talal, slammed Donald Trump for proposing a ban on Muslim immigrants in the U.S. until the government could alleviate security concerns. Prince Alawid called Donald Trump a disgrace for his popular plan.
You are not only a disgrace to GOP, but all of America. Withdraw from the U.S. presidential race, as you will never win.
How about this? How about Trump goes back?
Your country has sex slave dungeons and kills women for not wearing hood on head. You are disgraced. You shut up.
See, we're being lectured by some of the most sickening, degenerate criminals the galaxy has ever seen. I believe what Saudi Arabia does is criminal against humanity, crimes against humanity, Geneva Convention. That's my opinion. My opinion is it's a blue sky today in Austin as well. A Carillion sky, a beautiful sky. It's hard not to be out in that right now. Ooh, I feel the gravitational pull to Valhalla. ACLU leader resigns after threatening mass murder of Trump supporters. Top of the ACLU in Colorado. Talk about a bunch of freaks. I want a culture here that will put hoods over my wife's head and make my daughter slaves. How dare you, Donald Trump? Want to screen anybody? You filth! I can't believe it! And Darth Vader's black! These people are crazy. Trump says Clinton killed hundreds of thousands of people. That's true. Well, she did in Syria and Libya. Dead on target, Trumpus. Continuing CENTCOM investigation, war on Syria, not Islamic State. You read this, the Pentagon is officially investigating. They have all these top people saying it's all fake. We run ISIS. It's all unraveling. Biggest thing ever. This is so huge. This continues to unravel. Oh, but don't worry. Video. Kids scream, I want to kill him while beating Donald Trump pinata to stop hate. Get me a Donald Trump pinata. Have one made. I don't care what it costs. Rob Dew or the theater department. He's got a degree in theater. Can we just get me a Donald Trump thing? And I just want to talk about how horrible he is. And just go, how dare you want to cut taxes? How dare you want to scream people at the border? It's crazy. I'm going to flash up articles of how they're letting all the Al-Qaeda people in. And then where's my article here? I've got an article here where it's all admitted. Where it's all admitted that they're not even screening these people coming in. Yes, here it is. Reportedly passed background checks. Just let them in. Oh, you've been in a terror training camp? And you look like you want to kill everybody? And we won't give visas to anybody else, but here you come on, sweetie. Briefly, I just want to remind everybody that we launch a special this time of year every year that only runs through the end of December, a little bit into January usually. Half off, 6 months off. Only in December do we offer this time of year. 6 months off, PrisonPlanet.tv. 20 people can use these memberships. There's normally $5.95 a month. That comes down to even less, like $3. So we already discount it when you buy it, a year, like a couple months. So it comes down. Point is, it's a huge discount. It's massive. It's half off the regular price. InfoWarsStore.com has links over to PrisonPlanet.tv. Just go to PrisonPlanet.tv and it's get 20 people to get. Just buy one membership, give the membership code to them.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Come, you masters of war. Hear the bells
the big guns.
We are back live. Look at drudgereport.com. Trump at 41%. Surging more in polls. We're going to cover that coming up. Oh, and magically, look what I just talked about earlier. It posted, Kurt Russell blasts gun control push. I think it's absolutely insane. And Hot Air's got that story. I think we wrote one back on Friday, too. We really need to talk about that because InfoWars does not have this right now. I'm going to just copy the Hot Air story over to InfoWars. We should also do a story about celebrities that are pro-gun and just let people know how many of them there are. And you're like, who cares what celebrities think? Well, that's what the public thinks. I guess we did do a story about it. Kurt Russell Schools reporter on gun control. So we did have one back on Friday. So, boom, good job, guys. Very, very exciting to see that going on. So let's repost both of them to the front of InfoWars because the average Joe out there does not know this is going on. I know we got Ethan. I know we got Mike, James, Anthony, Mike, and others. We're going to start going to you into the next segment. I'm going to get our guest from Britannic Isle on about 10 minutes into the next hour. They'll be with us for the rest of the hour, but I will continue with your calls until then. But they'll be with us a little bit in the next hour after that as well. The founder of the English Defense League, which has been arrested for trying to protest radical Islam, put in prison, and he got out of it when it became racist. And he's attacked by the white supremacist and the radical Islamicist. So that gentleman will be joining us coming up with Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. Tommy Robinson will be joining us. Obama is speaking right now on ISIS, and it's a big deal because we have, as I just mentioned, the Department of Defense coming out. I'm going to cover that in the third hour today, saying we run ISIS. Turkey runs ISIS. It's horrible. We got to stop. There's now an official inspector general investigation. So this is way beyond Whitewater or Watergate or little petty stuff compared to this. This is a big deal. And the House of Cards is coming down. But Obama says no strategy changes expected. No, just fake bombing and bombing military bases with the Russians there in Syria, blowing up their missiles. There'll be lots of that in the fight against ISIS. There'll be bombing and with artillery out of Turkey attacking the Russians and the Syrians. So there you go. But did I mention Obama's black? So it's okay. Because, oh, by the way, Melissa Harris Perry doesn't like me, obviously, because I criticize her. She criticizes me. But I always attack her on her policies and what she does. I'm going to be under the belt today. And I'm going to attack her for what she looks like with her makeup off. I just want to tell her that I personally think it's wrong for her to put on so much makeup that it becomes a mask. And I mean, do we have the image, guys, of Melissa Harris Perry with makeup? Then you remove the makeup. And, well, I just want to say that if there was an alien force taking over the planet, they would try to get humans to fight with each other over skin color as a divide-and-conquer strategy. But it's actually not aliens from deep space. It's the British great game of divide-and-conquer balkanization. So thank you, Melissa Harris Perry, whatever planet you really come from. Now, before I end this hour, because I barely plugged for 15 seconds last hour, I'm going to come back and take your phone calls, obviously, in the next segment. 6 months free, PrisonPlanet.tv. That's the nightly news. That's all my films, books, videos, other folks' films. It's really high quality, works great, has super fast streaming, downloading. This way, when we get censored other places, we have this. Can download it, give it to friends and family. It's normally $5.95 a month. If you buy a year right now, it's half price. We only offer this at the end of the year, every year. The special is now running, PrisonPlanet.tv. $36 a year instead of $54.95. You say, well, how's that half off? A year is always discounted a couple months. This is discounted six. So the normal discounted price is 54. It's now 36 right now. And 20 people can use the username simultaneously. So you can give 20 people the gift and tell them, hey, don't share this passcode. But they can, because nobody uses it all at the same time. Hope that you get locked out. 20 people at the same time have to use it. I mean, you cannot beat that, folks. $36 for 20 people shopping. Give them the username, passcode. Boom. Here's your PrisonPlanet.tv membership to a special site, all these great documentaries, PrisonPlanet.tv. There's a bunch of other specials and free shipping until the 18th at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Your support is key.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
I heard Doc Wallach on the Alex Jones Show about 5